AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Closing arguments in the trial of three white men in Brunswick, Georgia, charged with the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man running through their neighborhood. In this from Court TV, Prosecutor Linda Donikowski says the defendants, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan can't claim self-defense if they were the aggressors.
They can't claim self-defense under the law because they were the initial unjustified aggressors and they started this. And they were committing the felonies against Ahmaud Arbery.
Attorney Jason Sheffield, who represents Travis McMichael, the one who actually shot Arbery, tells the jurors,
"It is going to take courage. It's going to take courage to set aside what you think and feel, what may be trying to penetrate you from other sources that you have tried to do your best to avoid, and to focus on the bare facts of this case."
That also from Court TV. A Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin turns tragic as an SUV plows through the barricades into the parade goers. Bystander Jesus Ochoa recorded that sound. At least five people dead, more than 40 others injured. President Biden says he's saddened by what happened in Waukesha.
"And an entire community is struggling to cope with the horrific act of violence."
Biden nominates Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell for a second four-year term. Home sales jumped last month. Rita Foley has this.
Homes typically remain on the market for 18 days now before getting snapped up. The typical price? $353,900, a 13.1% increase from October of last year. The National Association of Realtors credits job growth, a stock market at all-time highs and rising, and historically low mortgage rates.
This is AP News. Tens of millions of people traveling at least 50 miles this Thanksgiving weekend, numbers not seen since before the pandemic. AAA's Andrew Gross says people, especially those driving, have to be patient.
"Be prepared that you're going to be sitting in traffic, particularly if you are not able to leave until, say, after noon on Wednesday."
Gas prices are high, as are the costs of the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Jay Gendron is the president and CEO of Butterball.
"The inflation's real. Everybody is seeing it. Everybody is feeling it. Certainly have experienced that, whether it's labor, transportation, packaging materials, everything costs more."
The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10, complete with sweet potatoes rolls, a vegetable tray, and a pie with whipped cream, will cost $53.31 this year. That's up 14% over last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.